Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery.
I'm such a fan of hers. I really am. I'm no fan of the Royals. I totally get that. But how can you not like her? Total class the whole way.
Well, you know, and there is so much speculation that the original abdominal surgery that she went in for was to remove the cancer, that they already knew she had it. And this is just what they're saying now. Everyone's trying to figure out what kind of cancer is it. Is it ovarian? Is it cervical? Is it colon? Is it, you know, something else? Who cares?
Who cares?
Leave
it's
the
exactly
woman alone.
Right.
You know,
so, now you're talking about a human being, and you know what? I like her, so maybe that plays a part in it. But I don't know. And then oh my God! And then people are putting together these highlight reels of loops of all the awful, awful paparazzi speculation.
Oh, that
before the video came out
that she really wasn't sick and she was just leaving because William fathered a child from another woman.
Oh,
I'm like,
goodness.
Oh my God, people, stop! You know, so what's sad is she's got three young kids. You know, and I think the world is basically pulling for her to survive this cancer, and the treatment that she gets will kill it off, and she'll be fine. So we're hoping for a nice recovery. One never knows, but leave the poor, leave them alone.
Let's look at the bright side, though. She comes through this like a champ. She'll be, like we said before, about 10 minutes ago, in fact. We were just talking about this. She'll bring awareness to that type of cancer.
Right.
Be an inspiration for moms, for women especially, for early detection of whatever you're talking about here.
So true.
Will probably lead to a heck of a lot more research
and
for
it
cancer.
It would be nice, yeah. And it also probably lead to a lot more people getting tested for whatever type of cancer it is.
Hope so.
We shall see. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, as you get older and things start going wrong, I mean, I speak from experience, you kind of ignore it and you're like, because you're afraid, because
totally.
You don't want to know.
That's right.
When it comes to cancer, early detection is the biggest key. There's no doubt about it. It's kind of like heart disease. Figure it out early, folks.
It is you're right. It is the biggest key of all of that stuff. And I'm sure that was the case with her. And listen, we know that she's going to get the top and best medical treatment in the world. And not everybody can be afforded that. But maybe that'll change things. I don't know. I'm just trying to be hopeful.
But you enlightened me because I said, you know, look at William, and especially William, because now it's his wife and his father. And you know, this is one of those things where, okay, the future queen and I'm going to be the future king. I'm looking at my dad. You said King Charles is in bad shape.
I guess, and who knows what to believe anymore, but I guess he's not good at all. And it would kind of make sense because
really?
You haven't seen him at all.
No, ever since he had his surgery. And don't they do that, like most of it, like right at the castle? They go to Buckingham. Like
do they still do that?
The hospital right to him. They used to. I don't know if they still do.
Because Lauren was watching The Crown, and I'm watching it one episode. I walked in the room, and she was having the babies right in the living room.
Yeah.
Not Lauren.
No.
The queen.
I was going to say, geez, we do have hospitals now, Bill. My God.
Well, I'm going to call you a midwife.
It used to be. I don't know how it's done now. I would assume because you can keep things private. And that was what the whole thing was for. So no one would know what was going on with the royal family.
Exactly.
That's why they brought everybody
to
them.
Right.
And they were sworn to secrecy. And if not, they beheaded you.
It might be the first time in their history that they can't keep all of this stuff secret anymore. They just can't with social media. You can't.
Leave her alone. Let them both go through treatments. Leave them alone. That's all I say. Anyway.
Well, one local connection. I only know a few teams that are left. It's just too much for me to handle until they get to the Final Four. But a local connection with March Madness. The guy, and he's a great coach too, Dusty May from FAU.
Yeah, well, they took him to the Final Four last year. This year they just lost.
Lost in the first round. But he's got himself a new job. What does a Final Four appearance with little FAU give you?
A nice big fat multi-million dollar deal.
I guess it's 5 years, 3 point something million a year. So that's the guaranteed part. So if they fire him after two, he still gets his money. That's why people love coaching.
My only upset was that he was going to Michigan, because I'm an Ohio State alumni, so that's all. But good for – that's a great move for him. Good for him.
Absolutely it is. Good for that guy.
You know, he's a young guy. He's got a bright future ahead of him. And just think, if he's successful with Michigan – okay, again, we talked about Alabama because they're still alive in the NCAA. What if Alabama has a great basketball program and a great football program, even though Nick Saban's gone now? What if Michigan comes out great football, great basketball? Because they've never been great in basketball.
It's your nightmare.
It's my nightmare.
Co-champions, basketball and football.
Ohio State's going to have to be big like in badminton and volleyball or something. It'd be like, oh, my God. So, well, good for him, though.
Yeah, I feel good for the guy. And one more champion to talk about locally. A massive, massive win for President Trump. Not in the courtroom yet. On the golf course.
What did he win?
He won his own golf tournament.
Oh. You know, it was funny because I wanted to go find some video of this. And he won some golf tournament just a year ago at one of his own clubs. And I don't know if it was here or the one in Bedminster or wherever
it
was. Oh,
it had to be the same one then, right?
He won some kind of tournament. So I don't know if it was a Trump International thing. But yeah, he won here locally. I'm like, okay, isn't that kind of suspicious when you win at the club that you own?
Well, I was going to say, if the tournament he also won last year at this time was this same one, now I'm going to raise a couple of eyebrows on this one.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like, okay.
How do you tell him he lost his own course?
I don't know.
Who wants to tell him?
I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to tell him. You let him know that he lost. But I don't know who he played against. Was it just members at the club? Is that who he played against for this tournament?
I had some great competition from the old folks home. No, I don't know. It's my great honor to be at Trump International Club in West Palm Beach awards night to receive the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy. I won both.
No, he's the senior. Okay, well, good for him. You know, good for him.
He's a good golfer. Everybody says so.
Well, you know, he plays enough. He should be. And look at it this way. How many country clubs does he own where he can play on his own course? And he plays on all different courses. So he gets practice on, you know, all different kinds of terrain, all different kinds of surfaces. So he's got to be pretty good.
He wraps it up by saying, very exciting. Thank you.
Good for him.
Now, again, you made the point before. I can't golf normally.
Right.
This guy can put aside all of the stuff, all the arrows being sent his way against him, all the lawfare cases that are going on, four different ones at once. Wins a golf tournament, any tournament of any kind, I don't care. I couldn't be able to function.
I always go back to, remember when I don't think it was Don Jr., I think it was Eric that told us that his father thrives in adversity.
That's what they say.
And he said, most people would be crumbled, I would be crumbled up in a ball in a corner somewhere going, oh, give me a padded cell, please. Him, and Eric told us, he said, my dad thrives on this stuff. And that
Thank
in
God.
Itself, that's a genetic makeup that I don't know where you develop it or how you're born with it, but that takes a special breed.
Coming up next, we've got a feel-good story. These UGA students in Georgia saved a mom. It turns out they were all girls.
You know what? Call me the sexist, because I saw that story and I originally said, look at these guys. Isn't this awesome? They were all girls.
I thought
You're
the same
right.
thing. And I don't know what, I guess it's not
Isn't
relevant to the story other than that it was in everybody's mind, I guess. But it's an amazing story when you hear it.
Really, it was. And good for them. So now I think it was like four people are alive because of these kids, right?
And I know that squatting is a big issue throughout the entire country and it's horrifying. People just taking over your homes. I wouldn't try it in the state of Florida.
I wouldn't try it in Santa Rosa County, that's for sure.
Or Martin.
Yeah, well.
Or Palm Beach, anywhere. We got that too. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
As to the person, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers money.
I know that squatting is a dangerous and horrifying issue throughout most of the country. I don't think we're going to have that problem in Florida, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. That was Santa. Isn't Santa Rosa County in the panhandle? Probably, right?
Last time I checked.
I don't know.
Might have moved it.
Well, I'm trying to find out, but my computer's completely locked up. So we have to go by pure brain muscle memory at this point.
And we don't have a lot, and it's Monday. And
I can't tell you anything. However, maybe Diener can do some research while we're sitting over here. You brought this up on Friday, that there was a Venezuelan migrant.
Oh, this is horrifying,
and
too.
And is he here illegally or was he here illegal? I don't even know.
He's outside of Columbus, by the way, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
So, which is striking because it's the middle of the country it went on. We'd play it for you, but it's all in Spanish. But he has half a million followers.
Oh, great. Okay.
On TikTok.
Alrighty.
And he tells people how to he calls them his brothers and sisters, other migrants, illegal or not, how to take over empty homes.
So, and on that note, what happened, Martin County Sheriff, that's where I live in Martin County, sent out to all residents. Basically, if you live in a HOA, a PDA, a neighborhood, you see a homeowner, your neighbor, maybe they're gone, and you see somebody just temporarily moving in, get in touch with the homeowner. Tell the homeowner what's going on.
Right.
Have the homeowner contact the Martin County Sheriff's Office. Prove that you're the owner of this home, and we will gladly give the squatters in your home a new place to live at the Martin County Jail.
Which is what he's talking about is, you know, community policing by the community, eyes and ears. Be a good neighbor, like we used to.
Well, you know, in my neighborhood, everybody knows. Even in my little street, everybody knows what's going on. You know, we all see each other. Everybody rides around in their little golf carts or whatever the case may be.
Your neighborhood, there's always like some kind of a lunchtime street beef. Somebody's always mad at each other. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so true.
I'm just kidding you.
But but everybody knows each other.
Yes, which is really important.
And so, I'm the first street on the house, actually, second street on the house. So everyone drives by my house. So it's so funny because they'll say, oh, we haven't seen such and such. And it's like, okay, dog's no longer with us. You know, it's weird. Saw your dog outside, saw the cat here, saw the horse here, saw the cow there. It's funny. Everyone pays attention.
That could be a little too much, though.
Yeah, well,
we haven't seen Joe. Have not seen Joe. It's been 5 minutes. Call the cops. Fire rescue. Where is he?
Where is he? No, but everybody, you know, everybody drives around, you know.
No, that's good.
The kids are always out on mini bikes or scooters or something, and they always see. So somebody would notice if somebody strange was living in your home.
So
there's no doubt about it.
This whole squatters issue, too, is, you know, I hate to make this about the election or about Trump or anything, but this is one of those things that people see and they're like, oh, we can't have this. No. Is that video you talked about with the guy going on and telling people how to be a squatter?
Right.
With all his followers? That thing went gangbusters, like wildfire viral. Well, and it's horrifying.
But it also went viral because homeowners saw it. And they're like, oh, my God.
Totally.
This guy's telling people how to break into my house, or if I leave for lunch and come back and there's somebody in my home, I can't get rid of them. And it follows the two stories we had on Friday. One was a woman in, was it New Jersey, tried to get rid of the people in the house. They arrested her when she changed the locks.
It was in Queens, you're right.
Oh, it was in New York.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the woman, owner of the house, went to get these two guys out that had squatted in her. They killed her.
And in both cases, they were homes that were left to, you know, like in a will when a parent died.
And so
you're trying to figure this out. You're trying to get the paperwork. It was empty for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You try to open the door and all. If you can open the door and you've got people living in there that want to assault you.
Right.
Or
and
kill
you said it. And I guess according to the law in many of these states, if you're there for 30 days, it's yours. That's crazy.
By the way, this popped up too. You know, again. I don't think we're going to face it in Florida, but in all 50 states, there are squatters' rights laws in individual municipalities.
Really?
It shouldn't be a thing.
Interesting. Oh, it should be a federal law. You just can't move into somebody's house and take it over.
No.
When, number one, you might not even be a U.S. citizen. Hello? That to me is more frightening. It really is.
It's one of those issues, though. This thing has gotten people, it's like, okay, this is enough. This can't be.
Well, good. I hope it opened people's eyes. But it was interesting to get the Martin County Sheriff to send out that message to everybody. Thank you.
Now that Florida sheriffs are popping up, don't you think DeSantis is going to make a statement?
Did he sign a new law? I bet you he signs a new law that's statewide.
It'll be something. It'll be some sort of like declaration. It'll be some sort of statement, press conference about it. Florida anti-squatting. Because they'll tie it into the Stand Your Ground law.
Oh, without a doubt.
But it'll be specifically if you're dealing with squatters. Like the Santa Rosa County Sheriff said, they're trying to fight. The homeowner he's talking about is like, no, it's okay. You took care of it. Yeah. We want to give you a medal.
You shot him good. Come on. And we'll teach you how to shoot better so you don't miss next time and you kill him instead of just wounding them.
And I like that they have gun safety classes every Saturday.
That's good. You know what? I would assume most sheriff's departments have that.
I'd love
you
to find out locally. Yeah.
You just don't know.
Probably,
you
know, right.
I'm sure if you called, they would teach. I know this. I mean, it used to be when I learned how to ride a motorcycle, all the teachers were cops.
Yeah.
The sheriff's deputies that rode on the motorcycles.
Who would know better?
And they taught you everything you needed to know about riding a bike. So it's. I'm sure they get gun lessons.
All right, that's enough about the squatters. Let's talk about good people.
Like?
Five University of Georgia students. We'll get to their gender in a moment. Believe it or not, it's relevant to the story. They're being called heroes after saving a mom and two kids. They fell 140 feet, Jen, into a creek when the mom drove off the road.
Holy cow. 104, and they survived the drop.
Now, here's the mom, Corey Kraft, who's going to be talking about the story. Here's the shocking part, and I guess it shouldn't be. All five UGA students are girls.
I was right there with you. I thought they were all boys.
I did the exact same. Now I feel shame.
You should. You sexist, you over there.
Here's the mom.
I guess I was too close to the edge of the road, hit a pothole or a bump or something, and lost control of the car. And next thing I know, I was in the water. Actually was able to get out through the sunroof that had shattered. And then whenever I got up, it was immediately get my kids. Four of the five kind of jumped in, and I think one of them called 911. Whenever I got my youngest out of the car, one of the girls did CPR on him to start getting him to breathe again, getting the water out of his lungs.
That's incredible.
Family went to the hospital. They're out now and doing fine, thanks to those college kids.
Isn't that amazing?
That is incredible.
And we have these conversations all the time. If you saw something like that, would you react the same way? You know, you see a car go in a canal and you see the thing sink. Are you going to jump in the canal and try to save somebody?
After 140 feet.
Jeez, that's incredible.
I mean, hope you do react like that, but I don't know. And one of them, at least one of them knew CPR.
Good for them.
It's amazing. All right, we got rapid fire coming up next. Whole bunch of stuff from the weekend to catch up on. We'll do that and more.
We will.
We got a big lottery update, too.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Do.
I mean, we will once we find some stories.
Okay, thanks.
So that's what we'll be doing in the next couple of minutes. And more coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
We got a whole weekend of stuff to catch up on. A lot happened over the weekend, actually. Jen's got the first story, as usual. Whoops, sorry, your button's
and my
sticking
button's
over here.
Stuck. We got to get that fixed. By the way, April 2nd may be my last day. Just giving you a warning. That's next week, okay? Why? I just filled out the application for the new NASA astronaut program.
Ah, there it is. Every time we sign you up, you don't like it. Why are you in now?
For the first time since 2020, by the way, when they opened it up for the astronaut application process in 2020, they had over 12,000 people apply.
That's good. That's okay. Good news.
Now NASA's Artemis program, this is the one going to the moon, guys, and then the one going to Mars. They're also, Artemis is going to be the first one to send a woman to the moon. Hello. Okay. They're looking for astronauts for future programs. Here's the thing. You have to be a U.S. citizen. You have to have a master's degree in science, technology, engineering, or math. And you must be eligible to apply. Okay, so I did the application.
You've got a master's degree in science.
We have to have the application in by April 2nd. And you have to be willing to adapt to new environments. So in other words, they may be sending you to the moon and you may not be coming back. I don't know.
So you're going to have to get ready for like, what, 8 Gs?
Yeah. I think it's only 5.
You got to do the training. Well, for you, it's 8.
Okay, thanks.
I put you in that circular thing.
Thanks, yeah.
Is she going to space? Is Jen going to space?
Yeah.
Is that happening?
So anyway, I filled out the application. If you would like to join me, you have to do it by April 2nd. Just go to NASA.gov.
All we ask, just bring a camera. That's all we ask.
That's just it. Okay.
So we can put it on the morning show blog.
Okay,
that's all
no
we
problem.
Want.
Yeah.
You can take a Comrex to the moon, right? And hook up and do the show from the moon.
Radio in a box, guys. Radio in a box. Hey, they do live shots from space that are better than most stuff on Earth. Yeah. So come on.
We tried to have you do a live show from Stewart once. It didn't work. Come on. Now you want to go to the moon.
Yeah, but we have NASA's technology behind us now.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, but in our hands,
we'll screw it up.
This is going on today, guys. How's this going to go? Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani. What do we call him now?
Shohtani. I like that.
That's excellent, isn't it? How did
really
no
good.
One at ESPN come up with that?
I think because I turned it around. His last name, what is his last name?
Ohtani. You took the Shohei and Ohtani and made it Shohtani.
Well, I didn't know what his name was.
Honestly, but that's fine. It worked out great.
Tina, it takes an astronaut.
That's right. It takes an astronaut.
He's set to address the media today for the first time since all those allegations of illegal gambling, which, by the way, get to this in a moment, look a lot worse, and theft. Involving his former interpreter, Major League Baseball says. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who hired his new interpreter, and is that person lying to, and is he a gambling fool? I'm just kidding. And how come they didn't know? Because the team hired his interpreter,
exactly.
Right? The
so
first one.
I'm sure they hired the new one.
Okay. Did they do a background check on these people?
Yes.
And are the Dodgers going to give this Shohtani back his money that he had to pay?
No.
They got stolen from.
That's gone.
This is
really
so weird, guys. This has smelled to me the entire time. But what people forget, too, is that Ohtani's interpreter is his best friend for years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you not know that your friend is, not? Look, it can happen, but that he's supposedly stealing $4.5 million from you? It just sounds like a Fall Guy situation to me. I could be
totally
wrong.
It is totally a Fall Guy situation. And I will tell you, I spent a lot of time over the weekend listening to gambling degenerates.
Yeah.
Some of them have shows. Some of them don't. None of them believe this.
So they think
that
it's
you
him?
Could possibly not be aware that either bets were placed for you or by you. Either way, it's some kind of... I think this interpreter guy that got fired is the Fall Guy for this. But baseball's got a major problem on
there. Really?
Major.
So you think Shohtani was involved? Oh, okay.
Unconfirmed reports, too, that it was on soccer.
See, that was going to ask. So the question is, was he betting on baseball,
I don't know.
Football, soccer, like you said, basketball?
Here's the problem, too. So we've said this on the air, that baseball, football, all of the major leagues who are so in bed with all these gambling sites, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got to make an example of somebody.
Okay.
They're just going to have to, no matter what the gambling
guy?
Is. They didn't want it to be this guy. They didn't want it to be Shohtani, new face of Major League Baseball. It's a mess.
It really, man.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to come out and speak today. I saw someone write, wouldn't it be funny if Ohtani just throws a curveball to everybody and just starts speaking Spanish today during the press conference? Like, wait, what?
Turns out he knows English the whole time.
Right. Yeah. This is another one of my issues with this Shohtani guy. Not that I have an issue with him, but other than he might be a gambling degenerate. You've been here how many years?
Well,
yeah.
How many years?
6 years?
Six or
around
seven.
There, I guess.
Okay, 6 years you've been here, maybe seven. You've sat in a dugout with guys that only speak English. How can you not know any English by now?
He's learning the language of baseball, Jen. He's a baseball genius.
He should know. I bet you he knows what at bat means. First, second, home run.
No, you know what he
triple
knows?
Triple play. I bet you he knows that.
He knows some words. Over, under.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what he knows? The first word he learned? Money line.
Okay.
That's a mess. Developing story.
Let it roll. That's what he knows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Russia, guys.
Oh, no, dear.
Not these days.
No. Boy, Friday was insane, by the way.
It was.
Fridays normally are pretty inactive as far as news goes, you know, or if news comes out on Friday, they call it the news dump. It's something that they just want to put out so it disappears over the weekend. We had Kate Middleton announce her cancer diagnosis.
Right.
You had the NCAA tournament going on. It was in full swing. And then, awful situation out of Moscow where you had this attack on the concert hall.
Insane.
Somewhere close to 140 people have died. And watching the real-time developments on Twitter, which, by the way, side note, media is awful.
Mm-hmm.
The legacy media did a terrible job covering this on Friday. Because I'm following it live on Twitter as things were happening. Some of the really good citizen journalist accounts, like this Mario Nalfall guy, does a great job posting things.
Does a really good job. Good follow for international stuff.
Yeah, it's all in real time. And I'd go put on anything, CNN, Fox News, anything I could find. They're like, let me see what they're saying about this. You know, let's see the legacy media. They know what's going on, and they're going to talk about this. And it was awful. Like, they were like hours behind what was happening real time on Twitter. So now, you know, these guys, they caught the four terrorists. They're in court already. They got the ever-living daylights beat out of them by Russian soldiers. Tortured. The videos are all over online being tortured. It's insane what they're showing on social media from this
thing. Russia has no problem showing this stuff.
No. Okay. Let me ask you this. As an American citizen, you watch these videos. I would not watch any of this. Would that not discourage you from going to Russia and committing a crime?
I've been discouraged from going to Russia for a long time. So.
Yeah. I mean, if
it wouldn't take much to talk me out of a trip to Moscow.
I'm just thinking, you know,
No, you're right. It should, but sure. That's which is why they're doing it.
And then they publicly display their abuse because they're all black and blue and bloodied as they're being walked into the courtroom. I'm like, oh my God.
So now, and worse.
Yeah, exactly.
So one guy was unconscious in the courtroom. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, they hit the wheel, man.
I guess technically that counts.
Oh, they just, it was swift justice over there in Russia. So they say ISIS is responsible for it. ISIS-K, is a thing.
And they say ISIS-K was the same group that masterminded the bombing of the Abbey Gate in Afghanistan during the withdrawal.
The pull out there.
So if you want to give them credit for that.
It's almost like it doesn't matter to us who was responsible. It'd be nice to find out. It's just going to wind up leveling Ukraine.
Yeah.
Because Russia's going to use that as an excuse anyway.
Oh, without a doubt.
Doesn't matter.
So true. By the way, if you believe any of our politicians, many say that this same group may already be here in the United States, which is not a shock thing. Hey, do you know how to turn on my computer over here, Bill, by any chance? Or is that like...
Are you seriously doing this to me today?
Can you go over there and help him out? I would like to. I thought about it after the fact, and it's my fault. I apologize. So I thought a little musical interlude here would be really nice. And then I realized this is your first day running things over there. Throw you under the bus.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
What do you have?
I got this. Do you remember this scene? This is the beginning of Footloose when Kevin Bacon finally gets everybody to go dance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
Oh, no, you just got an email, too.
I'm sorry. That's besides. Anyway, Kevin Bacon that whole scene was filmed at a high school in Utah. The name of the high school was Payson High School. So for the past year, everybody at Payson High School, because it was filmed in 1984, they figured, you know what, this school's getting ready for demolition. They want Kevin Bacon to come back for their homecoming just to, like, seal the whole deal that, you know, you were here for Footloose. This is where it was filmed. So for the past year, all the kids, all the people in the community have been doing all kinds of social media stuff to get Kevin Bacon to show up.
I see.
And then yesterday he said, I will be there. It is called Bacon to Payson. And we saw on Friday, Bill and I were in here and all of a sudden looked up and there's a bunch of cheerleaders in bacon suits.
Right.
What are they doing?
We thought it was a team in the tournament.
Yeah, we thought it was the NCAA.
What are the Bacons?
But the Bacons were for Kevin Bacon. So he announced he will travel back to Payson High School to be there for their end of the year. You know, excitement.
Excellent. That's so really cool that he does
really
that,
cool.
too. Right.
I bet she brings his wife, too.
Speaking of the tournament, his team got blown out. Well, not really blown up, but did not make it past the first round. But that's okay for Dusty May, now the former coach of the FAU Owls, because he's moving on and up, literally and geographically. Going to Michigan, much to Jen's chagrin. 5-year contract, $3.75 million a year.
You know what? I may even move to Michigan for that kind of money, so.
It's all it takes.
Imagine if Jen got hired by Michigan football.
Yeah.
As some sort of like a...
Like what?
Like an endorser or something. Yeah. You had to wear the maize and blue.
No,
That'd be phenomenal.
They'd have to pay me a whole bunch of money.
They will. $3.75 million a year, you do it?
Maybe five.
A little bit more.
Okay, five, ten, whatever it is.
Right.
And you have to denounce your Ohio State.
No, that would never happen. That would never happen. But not denounce Ohio State.
Okay, guys, I'm cutting myself off because I know we wanted to get to Jay Ratliff. So I will come back to
sure, that's
story.
Why. Sure, that's why.
You, you know what? You conveniently get out of this stuff all the time.
Sure.
That's exactly what it is.
Sure it is.
Day off Diener, story late Diener.
That is true, though. We got Jay Ratliff, Flight 850 Aviation segment coming in next because we had to call him up because remember the door plug people on that plane?
Yes.
They're getting contacted now by the FBI.
Yeah, did you see why?
They may be victims of a crime?
Yeah, criminal activity.
What is that all about? We'll find out. Jay's coming in next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. So, Jen.
Yes, Bill.
Do you remember the door plug issue?
Yeah, that's when I found out that they called the doors door plugs, actually.
Now we've got a development. All those people. Remember there was the kid who lost his T-shirt? We had that guy. Right. We had all these other people talking about it. It obviously led to a whole thing with Boeing and investigations and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just got a whole lot deeper.
Now, is it a whole lot deeper for Boeing or for Alaska Airlines or all of the above?
We're about to find out. There's one guy who can tell us about that because we got to talk to him about this.
Now boarding.
It's Flight 850 with aviation expert Jay Ratliff on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are cleared for takeoff.
Jay, first of all, good morning. Always happy to have you here, but what the heck? Criminal activity with this now? It was already bizarre enough. We were lucky that nobody got hurt, but what's going on now with this?
Well, you know, if you're talking about negligence and things along those lines, you could be looking at something that's criminal. And, of course, we had the January 5th incident, Alaska Airlines 1282 on its way from Oregon to California.
That was that long ago. Wow.
It was. But the way I look at it, it was 2 weeks after Boeing sent out a note about, so they were missing bolts and nuts from some of the rudder control systems on the Boeing MAX aircraft. So, yeah, those 2 weeks were very interesting. But the people that were on that flight have received a letter from the FBI saying that Department of Justice has opened up a criminal investigation into that door plug blowout on that Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. And the thought is in that near disaster, and that there's really no other way to put it, they're looking at exactly what took place and who's responsible. Remember, we've got the head of the Federal Aviation Administration that came. This is not an analyst. This is not somebody like me that's just talking about the industry. This is somebody that's in a position of power saying that he believes Boeing is more interested in schedule than safety.
Mm.
Now, when you have that kind of narrative and you have a situation like this, is it going to be something that is the Department of Justice looking at Boeing as far as some possible criminal charges? Now, Alaska Airlines saying, look, we're fully cooperating in the investigation. We don't believe we're the target of the probe. I don't believe that it's the people that made the door, Spirit Aerospace Aerosystems. I think it would have to be Boeing who installed the door as far as, in making sure that everything is as it needed to be before that aircraft was delivered. So we still don't know, but we do know that 5 years ago, we just celebrated about a week and a half ago, the second or the fifth anniversary of that second Boeing MAX crash that happened when we had, 346 people that were killed in two plane crashes.
Yeah.
And Boeing had to ground the Boeing MAX airplane for 18 months,
yep.
And they promised they were going to do better. They were going to get better at safety. They were going to get better at their production, blah, 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 blah. And obviously that hasn't happened because we're still having issues now all these years later, which could be one of the reasons that the FBI, you've got the Department of Justice looking into the fact of pursuing criminal charges. And I really think that needs to happen if we're talking about this level of negligence.
You know, that's a good point. It is something that needs to happen. That's a good way to phrase that, actually.
Bill, it should have happened before. We should have had people going to jail when it was discovered that Boeing, for a number of years, intentionally withheld critical safety information from FAA inspectors, airlines, and pilots. That was unforgivable, and they got a fine. And that was it.
I remember how mad you were about that.
I'm still mad. Yeah, I'm still ticked because Boeing used to lead the world in safety. Nobody was safer than Boeing. I mean, it should be, car manufacturers should do things as well as Boeing. All the people that make all these other things should be as good as Boeing. Now Boeing is a joke. You've got the, some assembly required jokes and all this other kind of stuff about bring your own tools to fix the plane when you get on it. And you've got stories of people saying, look, I don't want to fly a Boeing aircraft. I want to fly Airbus. And Airbus right now, the European aircraft manufacturer, represents about 60% of the planes in the air around the world. Boeing about 40, and that gap continues to widen. I've seen people avoid aircraft after a plane crash. I'm not going to fly that type of airplane. I've never seen it, though, where people have said, I'm going to avoid an entire aircraft manufacturer, like we're seeing right now.
Jay, that's a great point, actually. I was telling Jen this just a couple of days ago. I had a whole bunch of relatives in town for a wedding like a week and a half ago. And these are people that literally would not worry about what plane they're on. It was a topic of discussion at my house before everybody was heading back. What's your plane? I don't know. What's your plane?
Oh, my Lord. Well,
it's scary.
It's indicative of the day. And, you know, now you've got United with all the situations they've been having. It's kind of like the two are competing with, let's see who can get the more bad headlines. Is it going to be United or Boeing? Because it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. One of those two seem to be leading the story in aviation as we move forward. And, of course, the Federal Aviation Administration has said, we're going to spend more time with United to make sure that they're compliant with all the safety regulations, and they're going to increase their scrutiny of that airline. And I understand why. I don't think things are unsafe at United, but certainly they've had nothing but bad issues over the last 2 weeks. And, you know, people are saying, Jay, if it's not United, then how come other airlines aren't having the same number of issues as United right now? Well, you know, they've got 950 planes, so they've got more than many, and they're mechanical, you know, things that require maintenance from time to time. But, yeah, right now there's a lot of scrutiny on safety, and I'm glad to see it because you can never have too much of that.
Well, I'm just concerned. Why would Alaska Airlines get the pass, though? They lost the door plug. Isn't it come down to them eventually that they get a look at the plane?
Or everybody.
Jen, if I get a Cadillac and I'm driving down the road and the hood flies off, that wouldn't necessarily be anything other than maybe the manufacturer of the car that would be at fault. And it would be the same thing there. It wouldn't necessarily be the company that would be driving it, the individual that would be driving it. And, you know, I'm a lot like you. If I get a brand-new airplane I spend, you know, $185 million on, I'd like it to, you know, stay together and not come flying apart.
You know, you're always asking too much, Jay. It's just, you know, it's just too pushy.
You got to call Bill with his IKEA toolbox there.
You know, a little Allen wrench will take care of that wheel falling off, too. All right, listen, we got to get out of here right now, but we're going to talk to you in a week. Hopefully, we'll have an update on this situation. But in the meantime, where do we find you online?
JRatliff.com is my business website. I teach people how to day trade, but that's the site everybody uses across the country if they've got any aviation-related issues. So you go to JRatliff.com, get a touch with me, and we'll certainly try to hold airlines accountable because I can turn into Jen and get really, really protective of the listeners, and I'll do it when airlines aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Never more relevant than right now, too. Thank you, pal. We'll talk to you in a week.
Happy Easter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy Easter, too. That's right. Well, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
He yelled at him. See? That was going to scare him away.
I didn't yell at him.
Happened again.
You told him he ran out of time.
Come on. That is true. Coming up next, good luck. Just try to be a squatter in the state of Florida.
Woohoo!
It's growing. Not the squatting. The pushback against it. We got that and more to talk about coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
As to the person, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. Whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers money.
I know we've played that several times today as a segment opener, and I don't care. I love it that much. I just do. Well, and I hope, you know what we need? A follow-up video from there where the homeowner meets him. Comes back, he says, yeah, it was me. We'd like to give you the County Medal of Honors.
It's the key to the city.
And I hope it was like some mom. County.
It would be great, but basically he was what the sheriff is talking about. A homeowner found a squatter and shot the squatter. The squatter survived because he, and what the sheriff was saying, we'll give you better shooting lessons so next time you kill the guy instead of just wounding him.
And save the taxpayers' money. That might be the topper that makes me love it so much.
That's just incredible.
Not to encourage violence. And we're not encouraging anybody else to do that.
No.
I'm just saying. I like the fact that we've got several county sheriffs now. We'll get to Martin County here in just a second doing this. And I would totally expect Governor DeSantis to jump on this too and make some kind of a statement about the squatters issue, which is real, which is growing. We've all seen more and more stories, horrifying ones too, from throughout the country. I don't think it's going to be as big of a problem here.
No, I don't think so. By the way, Santa Rosa County is, it's where Milton is along the panhandle.
See, you knew it.
Yeah, their population's like 194,000 people.
All right.
So, I mean, you're talking more, 10 times as many people live in West Palm Beach as live in this whole county.
Okay, more homes.
So, well, and that's the thing. In many cases, you're talking about people who live in an area where they don't have a neighbor for 5 or 10 miles. You know, so if you got walk in and there's a squatter in your house, what are you supposed to do? In this case, the sheriff says shoot him. But that's besides the point. In Martin County, the Martin County Sheriff's Office, with their social media and their direct contact with residents is pretty incredible. They sent on a text message to everybody that's a resident that basically said, if you see a neighbor, not you, but like say your neighbor goes on vacation.
Sure.
And you see some person that you've never seen before temporarily taking up residency. Call the homeowner, who may be out of town, maybe it's a snowbird type situation. Let them know what's going on. Have them call the sheriff's office and prove to us they own the home. We will remove that squatter immediately and give them a new home at the Martin County Sheriff's Office.
What I love about this is it's promoting neighbors watching out for neighbors.
Yeah, but
and the potential for dangers is,
well, you would know, like if you know somebody new moved in next door and all of a sudden you saw all these people, they'd be like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah,
they'd
like,
sell
hey,
the house.
Yeah,
you know, so you just keep an eye out.
The potential is there if you've got a neighborly beef, like what always happens in your neighborhood.
My neighbor's going to call up the sheriff's office. There's some lady next door. She just kind of moved in. That would be my
some
luck.
Some strange activity at Pete's house. Sheriff gets back. He's like, sir, that was an Amazon driver. You need to calm down a little. Oh, but it's good. I mean, it's a real concern, obviously. And there's two main – there's been all kinds of stories about this that are making light. The two main incidents, the one we talked about last – two of them we talked about last week. That poor lady in Queens who was – you know, willed a home from her deceased mom. Squatters moved in the meantime. She gets arrested for trying to get him out.
Yeah, she changed the locks.
Right.
And I guess if you're, what did they say? If you're one of the squatters and you leave for more than, was it 30 minutes or something? It was something absurd. And you come back and you can't get in the house, then you have every right in the world.
Yeah, they try to make a month deadline or something.
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy.
And by the way, squatters' rights laws in all 50 states.
Well, and at least in these separate counties. I would assume, and you brought this up earlier, and it's probably a brilliant move, that the governor is going to make an announcement somewhere along the line.
I bet you he will.
Because if it's county by county, it would be crazy. If, like, Palm Beach County allowed a squatter to take over your house. There's got to be this just isn't right. And then the other one, unfortunately, was much more tragic. A woman came home.
Oh, this was horrifying.
Another house that somebody had moved into. She tried to get the two guys who had moved in out. They killed her. They found the homeowner.
They literally killed her.
They found her body like stuffed in a duffel bag in a refrigerator inside the home.
And I guess those two are still on the run in Pennsylvania too.
Are they really? So it's just you got to be careful. So in this case, if you see something suspicious, let the homeowner know.
Right.
And I would assume in Florida, it's probably pretty prevalent since there's so many people who were snowbirds, especially like they live in Canada.
It's a concern.
And they're gone. I mean, you know
leave
what?
Your house open for months at a time.
And according to most of the squatter, that idiot Venezuelan guy that's I think he's here illegally telling everybody how to do it.
That video, by the way, for people watching, this is why this is such a massive, massive issue. And one, the kind of issue that turns elections too. I'm dead serious about that. Because people are looking at that going, we can't have this in society. We can't have it. It has hundreds of millions of views now.
That's crazy.
Of him step by step telling other migrants how to take over and squat in homes. And just take them.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
It's insanity. Yeah. You can't have it.
Yeah, and fortunately, in many cases, the squatters may have more rights than you do, so just be careful. So if you see something suspicious, just call your neighbor or get your neighbor's. You might not even have your neighbor's number. You know, maybe this is the way you go next door and you say, hey, listen.
It's sad.
You know what? I know you're gone 4 months out of the year. Why don't you give me your phone number where you are? If something happens, I'll call you.
I have the most keep-to-yourself neighborhood in history.
I think, I don't think you're alone. I think there is a lot like that.
It's something about subdivisions and gated communities and people stay inside.
There's a reason you're in a gated community.
You get to know them during hurricanes.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Happens
when
all
no
the
one
time.
Has electricity and you're outside barbecuing. I think everybody on my street knows everybody.
That's good, though.
Everybody. And everybody knows what everybody else is doing, which sometimes is good and bad.
It's good for us in the show because you come in with such drama. Diener, for 5 years, has been trying to get you to carry a camera around for your Confrontation County. It would be a great...
It's only me, by the way. It doesn't happen to other people. These confrontations.
No, that's why we need a camera.
People picking on me. I swear. It happens all the time. Anyway, moving along.
It's okay. It's good for the show.
Thanks.
It's a big day for former President Trump. He's due in court. This one now today is the hush money case, so-called, about the Stormy Daniels deal. But Fannie Willis.
Oh, that woman.
From Georgia. Okay. She's out with another big statement. She says the train's coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope it goes right off the tracks and you derail. Let me ask you this before we're going to go to a break. But who's worse, Letitia James in New York City or Fannie Willis in Fulton County?
I was literally thinking that same question over the weekend.
I originally said Fannie Willis. I don't know. I'm leaning the other way now.
I think it's a tie.
It might be.
They're both awful.
They are. They're horrible individuals.
But even though that's going on, he doesn't care. He was most excited this weekend about a giant golf win.
It's amazing.
He was.
Just you think about it. You don't play golf, but I mean, if your mind's somewhere else, you can't play golf. This guy's got lawsuits every which way but loose, and that happens.
But I still want him a champion.
That's amazing.
Anyway, we'll talk about that and a lot more. Maybe some tournament stuff, too. It's all coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
No, my team's been continuing to work. And I think the media and especially organizations like your own have been paying attention. All while that was going on, we were writing responsive briefs. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done. I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
The train is coming. That's Fannie Willis, of course, in Georgia, as she's coming after Trump, she promises more.
Okay. Let's set the scenario for all the people who think that Donald Trump should be in prison for what happened in Fulton County, Georgia. You take Trump's name out of it and put your name there. You're on trial for the same thing Trump's on trial for, that you rigged the election. You threaten people to change votes, whatever. And you find out that the person that is prosecuting you not only is sleeping with the district attorney of the county, but had visited the White House 3 separate times before charges were brought against you. And that really, you're probably not that qualified to be the prosecutor in this case, but because you're sleeping with the district attorney, you got hired. And you just made $750,000 to put me away. How do you think you'd feel?
It's infuriating enough to face that, and then you find out what's behind it. But because she's such a dope, that actually helped him out in the case. Because that, even more so than last week, bit by bit by bit, that case is falling apart. And now they get to appeal.
Well, now they get to appeal. The same judge, and I think what happened is because the judge, McAfee, is that his name?
Yeah. McAfee's in Georgia.
McAfee's, because they
all... Stuff to keep track of.
I know, there's like 10 of them. McAfee's the guy in Georgia. Used to work for Fannie Willis.
Right.
In the district attorney's office. Now he's a judge. So he kind of said, okay, one of you's got to go. Either you, Fannie, or your boyfriend, Nathan Wade. Obviously, we knew where that one was going to go. The district attorney wasn't going to take herself off the case, so she basically fired Nathan Wade, or he stepped aside. The same judge came back and later said, told Trump and the 18 other defendants, by the way, you can appeal my ruling, and you can ask to have Fannie Willis dismissed as well. And that's where it stands.
It was kind of a smart out for the judge to do that. It was.
This way, he's not really responsible. It'll be the appellate choice, not his.
And I think this next statement from Fannie, outside the church at the Easter event, by the way.
Oh, she's giving away baskets,
Bill. She preaches every Sunday.
Oh, isn't that like a campaign form for her?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Part of what makes them perfect to be in these positions for the Democrats is their place there.
Right.
There's zero shame. None whatsoever. Nothing. Why no regret, no shame, no nothing.
I don't like this woman.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal.
Somebody's got to find this guy, though. Now, we all saw him on the witness stand. which Nathan went pretty Wade. Badly, but I want to hear an interview with that guy.
And we all know this all started because hell hath no fury, as they say. It was Nathan Wade's ex-wife who brought all of this to light.
Thank God.
She had text message. Oh, my God. Come on. You know, it's at best, it just looks bad. And Fulton County didn't give a crap. So, okay, whatever you say.
You said it when this started. Fannie Willis will win re-election if she's not thrown off that job.
Oh, I bet you she gained votes
Absolutely.
Because of this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is like, hey, you go, girl. Right. Who cares about your boyfriend? Okay, sleep with whoever you want to sleep with.
Here's
Give
the other
anybody
thing.
A job.
I know you need a scorecard to keep in touch with this stuff, but Trump's now doing court today for the so-called hush money case. This is the one that brings back from the dead, not literally, Stormy Daniels.
I thought that would get dropped, though.
No.
It's still going on?
Is a crucial hearing happening
Wait a minute.
Today.
Didn't her attorney, what was his name? The scumbag attorney there. What was his name? Michael Avenatti.
Well, he's in jail.
Isn't he in jail because of what went on?
So, it got re-earthed. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Wasn't that, I mean, honest to God, this is confusing. And it's confusing by on purpose, by the way, by design. Didn't E. Jean Carroll bring this back to light then to bring her in again?
I still don't understand the E. Jean Carroll one.
I
don't understand how you get sexually assaulted in a public department store and you don't scream for help.
No one understands.
And no one hurt you if
None
you
of this
did.
Makes sense or ever will.
Okay. Oh, and today, don't forget, at 5 o'clock today, he has to come up with $464 million to give to Letitia James, or she's going to start seizing properties. So you got all of this going on. We can't even keep track of all these trials and tribulations. But what did he do this weekend?
Won a big golf tournament. And he made sure everybody knew about it. It was at
God love him.
Trump International, true.
Its own golf club. Okay.
He was live truthing from awards night to receive the and the wins are all in capitals. Club championship trophy and the senior club championship.
Good
I won both. Very exciting. Thank you.
Good for him. Okay, so just put things in perspective. We had a golfer, a pro, last week. Somebody yelled on his backswing. And he went after the guy.
That's right.
Okay, Trump's under all this scrutiny. He's getting fined. He's getting sued.
That's
he's
right.
getting threatened to be thrown in jail. And he goes and he wins. Talk about personal fortitude. This guy's like he's a machine. We sure he's not a cyborg?
I can't hit a golf ball straight alone on a driving range when no one's looking and he's got this going on.
Yeah. I want to go to the driving range like when the kids play, when they bowl, they put the bumpers up. That's what I want at my driving
That's right.
range. Put a bumper so it
That's
at least
right.
goes somewhere near where it's supposed to go.
I don't know.
Jeez.
But we'll cover this in rapid fire coming up next, though. Maybe he does have the money to pay that off. Because here's another thing that happened on Friday. It was crazy. Another thing that happened on Friday, his Truth Social that we reference all the time because, he gives us great quotes, just merged with a bigger media company. It may net him billions of dollars.
Jeez, good for him. We'll have the money to pay that idiot.
Does he get the check in time for today, though?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they float it for him.
Now that could be.
There you go. We'll just kind of give you upfront money.
All right. We got that and a lot more to cover in Rapid Fire coming up next. A lot to catch up on from the entire weekend, actually. That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
So much happened over the weekend. So much happened on Friday. Of course, as we always joke, right after we got off the air, of course, a lot of news broke, and still news is breaking as of this morning. Jen's got the first story.
Yeah, we just heard about this Boeing CEO, and we just talked to Jay Ratliff about this, 45 minutes ago?
That's about it.
Dave Calhoun is going to step down at the end of the year as the aerospace giant grapples with the fallout with their 737 MAX, their crisis is what they're calling it. Now, here's the interesting part. Calhoun was originally hired to turn the company around. He's been there since 2020. He says he'll stay on to lead Boeing through the year to complete the critical work that is currently underway to stabilize and position the company for the future. That's not all. Aside from Calhoun's departure, Boeing announced an overhaul of its management team. Independent board chair Larry Kellner, he plans to resign. He'll be replaced by Steve Mollenkopf. He's going to be the new Boeing director. He's been there since 2020. He'll be in charge of leading the process of selecting Boeing's next chief executive. So if you don't like the new CEO, you can thank Mollenkopf for that. And then the Boeing commercial airplanes chief, Stan Deal, he's stepping down effective immediately. They're like cleaning house in Boeing, it basically, is what it's coming down to.
This isn't like one of those business stories that just affects stockholders or, you know, you're like, wow, that guy's going to lose a lot of money or, wow, that's a big shakeup. No, yeah. This is something that affects everyone. It does, yeah, even if you don't fly a lot.
Yeah, and if you got stock, you just lost a bundle. You were losing a bundle to begin with. You just took a huge bath because with this announcement, I'm sure it's plummeting as we speak.
Huge.
Yeah.
So they see the public blowback then is what's happening, and they realize they got to get something done.
Hey, you know? Is this another thing then you can point to, like, social media and everybody, you know, eyes and ears and citizen journalists and everybody on those planes with a problem now has a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Would we have known? Would those people still have their jobs if we don't have the social media impact that we have right now?
Yes, they would still be there.
I think so, too.
You wouldn't
have
known about half of this. They would have covered up the door plug thing as saying, oh, it was just a, you know, and then, one in a million shot.
And then whatever news agencies, news networks they're in bed with would cover that up, too. And
yeah, no big deal.
You can't get away with stuff now.
No.
You just can't.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Wow. Well, in lighter news, even though we're talking about politics and the election stuff, they will literally vote for someone named literally anybody else in Texas.
He's genius.
And it really is. Because a lot of people are fed up, right? What did we see during the primaries? It was like, not undecided, but...
Uncommitted.
Uncommitted. Won a couple of the races there against the Democrats. Well, a 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas announced he's running for president, the big race.
Okay.
He's changed his name to literally anybody else. First name literally, middle name anybody, last name else.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Judge didn't find it funny.
Oh,
why not?
Why not? Come on.
But he did sign off on the name change, so it is official. We have some audio from this guy.
Really?
To listen to. So let's hear from him. Here he is explaining his reasoning.
Okay.
Literally anybody else? Yeah. That's my name. My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States. You know, it's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else as an idea. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they're under it would be literally anybody else. There really should be some outlet for folks like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties that just has no benefit to the common person.
I get it. It's a funny thing, fun thing to talk about, but I think it speaks to how many people are fed up.
Bet you he gets a lot of votes.
He probably will.
That is serious.
It's clever. I bet she does.
It is clever.
Wow.
Well, I'll stick with the theme of politics, guys. Because
yes.
Remember the name James Carville?
Yeah. Oh, how could we forget?
Oh, the lizard.
I used to. Yeah, he does look like the lizard.
Is he still married to Mary Madeline, by the way?
That is amazing.
Remember her?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It was two separate sides of the aisle.
No one could figure it out.
No. But they were together for a long time. I think they still are. And I think he might actually be a lizard person. He's a scary looking man. Well, they dug him up to be on CNN on Friday. He was speaking to Anderson Cooper. And he goes, and this is interesting because I've never heard this term before. He says, the Democrats may need to look at doing some wet work on President Trump. For anybody who's unfamiliar with that term, Mr. James Woods, who we all know and love here on the show.
Yes.
Was nice enough to put up the definition of what wet work means on Twitter
okay.
After that interview.
Thank you.
It is a Russian term. It's a euphemism for murder or an assassination. And it alludes to spilling blood, hence wet work. Ground is wet from blood.
And so it's this is a KGB term.
Exactly.
Yes, that the Democrats are now using.
That's exactly right.
And I think in the rest of the interview, Carville tried to like explain it away, but he still said the term.
He said it, yeah. And he was trying to be funny because like Anderson Cooper was trying to laugh it off. But he went on there and says the Democrats need to do some wet work when it comes to Trump, calling for his assassination and using a KGB term for it. Who's in bed with Russia again? Exactly.
They're very, very desperate.
Yes.
When things like that start to slip out, it is a scary thing because you know whether or not he meant it.
Right.
I'd lean towards he didn't, but you've got enough nutcakes out there.
And that's the problem.
That's crazy. Right.
I don't think he meant it either. I mean, you know, it's a guy who's kind of nutty. He's been nutty for a long time, which is what kind of made him famous because he was, Clinton's political strategist, right?
He got Clinton elected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, it's the economy, stupid? Remember he got him
to
say that?
Yep. Yes, that's exactly
what it came down to. So this is a guy, is James Carville, but you can't say stuff like that. Using a KGB term to say they need to assassinate Trump. Whether or not you're being facetious, you don't go out and say
exactly.
something like that.
Yeah. You need, this is time where you need to ramp things down a
right.
little bit.
And he is still married to Mary Madeline.
How about that?
1993, really? They got married. 93.
Not only she was a Republican strategist, and yeah. he's Democrat, but she was also a fairly attractive person, as I remember. How the heck did she wind up with that lizard?
Very strange.
How did he land that?
Didn't she work for Reagan?
I thought she... Somebody.
Thought it was...
Somebody at
anyway,
that era,
anyway,
right?
It was... Yeah, it was, she was... it's worse. What was the other one that we just recently had? The blonde that was in the White House and the fat husband.
Kellyanne Conway.
Thank you so very much. I couldn't think of her name.
Yeah, and her husband was a Democrat.
Remember? Yeah, same
George
thing.
Conway is just a fat sack of protoplasm. It's just awful.
That's the way to put it.
I hate to bring down the room with a sad story, but I will make the prediction that in the near future, we will be looking for white smoke.
Oh, wow.
Pope Francis skipped the homily during Palm's Sunday Mass yesterday. He never skipped the homily.
Palm Sunday, that's a big deal.
And that's a big deal. Wow. It's never been done before. He's dealing with bronchitis, the flu. Apparently, he's got bad knees. He's got bad legs. He's falling apart in front of us. It's a terrible thing to say.
How's a Pope get bad knees and legs?
I don't know.
Is he playing half-court games?
No, I would assume. A lot of kneeling.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't tell me, priests don't suffer from that kind of
arthritis
issue later on in life.
Yeah. That is true. I forgot about the kneeling.
He did give his Sunday message and the blessing from the altar, and then at the end he said something, but he sat down through the whole Mass.
Do you think this is his last Easter coming up?
Maybe. I think he's very sick and no one's telling
him. Do you think he steps down or is naturally...
If he hasn't by now, it's a fair question. Why don't they step down? It's just a power thing.
That's what it is.
He sacrifices and works for 70-something years to get the job and then...
Pope Benedict was the first pope to step... Because remember, Pope Benedict XVI was pope before Francis and... Francis became pope almost 12 years ago now. Oh, I think it is 12 years ago now. But Pope Benedict was the first pope to step down in 500 years.
They don't step down.
Popes.
Yeah.
They killed one. Remember that one?
They did kill one.
Yeah, John Paul.
Pour one out.
Bless his heart. Anyway, so
allegedly.
allegedly. We'll find out what happens with Pope Francis here. But I don't think he's for much longer to be. And I'm not wishing ill will on the Pope by any stretch. But I'm just saying,
it just stands to reason. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. I'm just still stuck on the bad knees thing. I didn't expect him to be. You're right.
Well, you think about it.
I know.
All their lives they've knelt.
I know.
Pope Francis and Carlton Fisk, both bad knees.
Listen.
And me.
Married to the game.
Here's a Catholic school and kneeling on hard floors.
First time I ever took Lauren to church as a Jewish girl.
Oh, dear.
So what'd you think? She goes, sit, stand, kneel, sit, stand, kneel, go get a cookie, sit, stand, kneel. What do you people do? And I said, I have to marry her.
Go get a cookie.
I mean, it sums it up.
That's funny.
It's so true. You get a cookie and then you sit, stand, kneel.
It's about the rotation.
Yeah.
And then she described the Jewish religion to you. We came, we conquered, we ate. Then we went home.
Pretty much.
Delicious.
It was just that simple.
And then complained about stuff.
Best food out of any religion. So good.
Speaking of our Jewish friends.
Yes.
I know you were worried about them. But Jerry Seinfeld is now a billionaire.
Oh, wow. Is he really?
Well, also, Jerry, we read an article in the Sun Sentinel. It says that stand-up comedy is not what it used to be, what with Def Jam and all.
Def Jam.
According to Bloomberg, he's made $465 million in syndication deals alone.
Amazing.
Another $94 million from his Netflix streaming deal.
Boy, what a genius move on the syndication.
Oh,
all the deals
God.
That he signed for that.
Amazing.
And what a deal for Duke. They got him talking at the commencement.
Yeah.
Those two blue devils there, but that's besides the point.
Jerry's rep is pouring water on the thing, though. It's not exactly accurate.
Oh, yeah. He only has 999 million.
That's fine.
Is Duke still alive in the NCAA?
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow.
They beat James Madison. The Dukes beat... Lost to Duke.
Dukes and Dukes.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, didn't Yale win too?
Yale ended up going to the second. They beat Auburn and upset in the first round.
I saw that. I think that might have been Friday. I'm so lost with this tournament, this year. But
it was Friday. You're right.
That was something, though.
It was a great game. Came down to the last second.
I saw that one.
They're down to the Sweet 16, right? Then we get it to 8 after this week.
Yeah. So the Sweet 16 starts Thursday. Now, Yale's run didn't last too long. They ended up losing the second round yesterday. They got destroyed by somebody. I forget who they got killed by yesterday.
Who beat Ohio State? Do you remember?
Ohio State was in the NIT, so I'm not sure.
Oh, it wasn't this one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They lost in the losers division? Oh, they suck.
What do you want to do? Box scores next to game by game?
I thought they
were in stats?
I thought they were in the NCAA. Shows you what I know.
I don't know anything.
I'll finish with this real quick, guys. Remember the name? I don't know if you do. Dr. Joseph Dettori.
No.
So Dr. Joseph Dettori was the man who was living underwater off of the Keys.
Oh, that's right.
That
the underwater
guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
He lived underwater for 100 days. He's come out, and they've done all these scientific studies on him because he did it as a study. He says it de-aged him. This is unbelievable.
Okay. You want to get people to go live underwater? What do you say?
This is unreal.
I'm 10 years younger.
He's 50. He's 56 years old. Okay, that's on the calendar. He's 56 years old.
Yeah.
He said, my biological age before going down was 44. When I got out, according to all the blood tests, his extrinsic age is now 34. He said his actual telomeres, the thing that
connected to the age.
That's
things.
Right.
He said the telomeres in his body actually lengthened. So biologically, he's younger than he was than when he went down there. And all his blood tests, everything went down. And his inflammatory marker in his body had a 50% reduction.
Well, you know what? That's great and everything. But for the rest of his life, he's got a wicked case of shrinkage.
Yeah, well.
I was in the ocean.
Can't explain that one away.
No.
Okay, now wait a minute.
I don't care how young you are, your telomeres.
You and your telomeres, and you can't tell me once you're back on the surface, it all goes back to how it was.
It could be, right.
It happened with Scott Kelly.
Yeah. So,
just saying, he was an astronaut. He grew back.
Maybe that's the fountain of youth. Water, literally.
He
did grow back.
He stretched him out. All right, we got to get out of this. Coming up next, we got some more updates on the Trump Lawfare cases. He doesn't care. He won a big tournament, though. Maybe a little bit more about our tournament. Our FAU coach, he's moving on to bigger and better things, apparently.
Good for him.
All right, that and more. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. Welcome to Monday, the South Florida Morning Show. There's Jen, there's Diener, I'm Bill. Make sure you check out the Morning Show blog. If you haven't seen it yet, you probably have, but people are talking about it already. But the Princess Kate video is on there. We kind of reposted it so you can catch up with what's going on in the news and talking about that. It's just a sad thing. I think it's hard not to pull for her. I'm no big fan of the Royals. I've said it many times, but I like her a lot. I really do.
I think the world likes her a lot. And, you know, everyone's pulling for her, and we're praying she's okay. But there's so much speculation. You don't know what to believe, what not to believe.
No kidding.
These people, you know, these paparazzi are just, like, obsessed with this woman. And, you know, 2 days ago, before she made the announcement, they had her dead anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they had
her dead, and it was a fake person with William at the farmer's market there or whatever it was. And then it was an AI thing. You know, the woman's battling cancer. My first thought was, oh, my God, William. This kid has been, I call him a kid, he's a man, has been through, first, now his mother died. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. She died a horrific death when he was a little kid. Now he's the future king. His father just underwent cancer surgery. We haven't seen Charles since that surgery. He finds out his wife has cancer. I'm thinking he's surrounded by nothing but destruction.
They've known loss. I mean, it just doesn't matter what kind of literal royalty you are, how much money you have, property, it can affect anybody.
Yeah. Cancer is no discrimination whatsoever, unfortunately.
If you're watching the tournament, apparently it's gotten some great ratings, some good games. But locally here, the local connection, our FAU Owls did not make it past the first round. But you know who did? Dusty May.
Their coach.
The former now coach of FAU. He's going on to Jen's favorite, Michigan.
Yeah. He says that because I went to Ohio State, for anybody who doesn't know. And if you went to Ohio State, you know how much we dislike Michigan. That's besides. It's more football, though, than it is basketball. It really is just football.
Now they're going to become a Dusty May power basketball.
I know, but that was the thing, because Alabama's still alive in the NCAA playoffs, right?
Right.
So they're down to the Sweet 16. I'm thinking, okay, does Alabama really need a great basketball team and a football team? Now Michigan may have the same thing with Dusty May.
Better catch up, lady.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have a great badminton team, I heard, this year. We leave you. We got to go say goodbye?
We got to go.
Okay.
Power there is no ball, more.
Powerball, $800 million, $1.1 billion for Mega Millions tomorrow night. Good luck. Buy a ticket. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Thanks for being here. Have a great day.